Simply Done, the podcast network.
He fucked up again. Let's just put it that way.
Uh-oh.
It's funny, but it seems like you're one of these guys that's just a fucking idiot that you want to beat the shit out of all the time because you're so fucked up, so stupid, such a pain in the ass. Now, Mole, you can't be mad at Mole.
Because he's always high.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. I, once again, I'm your pal Don.
And of course, I'm Scary Perry Caravello.
Yeah, we know your last name. According to you, everybody knows it.
Okay.
Well, today we're what we call moleless.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
What'd he do, smoke another fucking, I don't know, tree of weed and forget that he's got a show to do?
At first, I was so frightened because I couldn't get a hold of him. I didn't know where he was. Then I got this message.
Hey, Dan, you know who it is? It's Mo. What are you doing, dude? You know what I'm doing? I'm going to go to the Super Bowl. I want to find out if you want to go with me. But listen, it's really expensive to fly to India. So if you want me to get your ticket, let me know. But I'm going to jump on this plane, and I'm going to go to India to watch the Super Bowl because that's what Scaremaster said it was. I'll see you soon.
Did you tell him it was in India?
I never said anything. I never spoke with him about the Super Bowl.
Were you trying to fuck with him? Is this one of
your
fucking
games?
No,
he's full of shit.
I don't know about you anymore. We have the possibility of a bunch of stuff going on, and you are fucking it up.
Look.
You brought that business associate of yours back into our lives.
No longer.
Okay, you say that every time.
No. Okay. I left a message on his voicemail today. I says, I am not going to deal with you ever again. You bullshitted me about the fucking part, the ticket that I got when you were with me, and you know exactly what I'm talking about.
And when he returned the phone call, what did he say?
He didn't return the call.
Okay, well, here's my big problem, and I'll tell you the truth, Perry. We have a lot of stuff that we have going on.
Beautiful.
Now this guy's back in our fucking
life. No, he's
not.
Okay, he's not.
You say that,
it's
but
done.
You said that before.
I know I said that before.
All right? And then you said he was out of your life. Then I hear, oh, I'm going to shoot 3 days with him and that's it, period. Then I get this message.
Don, it's your business partner, Perry Caravello, a.k.a. Scary Perry. See, the thing that bothers me is when you keep saying, shut the fuck up. I'm not gonna shut the fuck up. If you say be quiet, please, I'll be quiet. I'll shut my mouth. But when you disrespect me by saying shut the fuck up, I am not gonna shut my mouth. You don't know how to respect people. Your parents never trained you.
That wasn't right.
Ticket. If you kindly said be quiet and let me finish what I'm saying, then talk. I'll be quiet. Kindly. Other than that, I apologize for being, you know, for breaking into what you were saying. When you get done with work tonight, I want you to call me before you go to the comedy store. Okay? Bye.
Yeah, and this message came after I tried to call you and tell you, listen, Perry, I'm about to put a lot of work into something. I said, I don't want this friend of yours, your business associate, to fuck things up. This is why I called. All you did was scream at me. And I said, Perry, it seems like you're taking this guy's side again. And then you wouldn't shut the fuck up. So yeah, I'm going to tell you to shut the fuck up. That's number one. Number two, you were told by your manager to apologize to me or I'm not doing the podcast. That's an apology? You spent a minute and a half telling me what I did wrong, and then 3 seconds saying, oh, and by the way, I'm sorry. Fuck you.
Let me apologize again, okay? I know I've been disrespectful to you, and I need to show you more respect in a boss-like manner. I mean, I can remember back when I worked for a grocery store. I'll even say it, Albertson's Market back in Laguna Beach.
Don't say that name. Don't say that.
Oh, I can't say the name of the grocery store?
I don't know. I just don't know.
All right. Well, my old manager, I'm not going to give his name.
You can give his name.
Okay. I believe it was Bruce Bowers. Anyway.
Oh, maybe you shouldn't give his name.
All right.
Take that back. Say you're sorry to Bruce.
Sorry, Bruce. But anyhow.
Okay, where were you working at the time?
I was working at Albertson's Market in Laguna Beach.
Don't name the grocery store.
I was working in Laguna Beach, where the city. At? Laguna Beach.
But what was the name of the place?
Albertson's.
I told you not to mention that name.
See, you said not to mention the name of the grocery store.
Okay, where were you? Where were you?
I was in Laguna Beach.
But what was the name of the place?
You're going to say not to mention it.
I'm not going to say anything.
Albertson's
unless
Market.
You mention, oh, you did, and you mentioned the name of the place. I just told you before not to mention the name. And
did
then
he
you,
say not to mention
no,
the name?
No, I said mention
store.
Where you were working. Where were you working?
Albertson's Market.
I told you not to mention the name. Okay, forget it. All right, you're working at a place in Laguna Beach, say. Go ahead.
I'm working at a grocery store in Laguna Beach. And I forgot exactly what it was that started the argument.
Oh, get to the fucking point, man.
But we got loud downstairs, and then the checker says, either take it upstairs or shut up.
This was your boss.
This was my boss. This was my boss.
Not very smart. Really not very smart at all. I don't want you talking that way to me, Perry. I'm sick and tired of it.
Nick and I.
Your manager, Nick.
Yes, my business manager, Nick. Nick says to me straight out, you know, that I got to get along with you and I got to be kinder to you because if I don't, it's going to screw up the whole project and let's not do that. And I apologize to Nick and I apologize to you. I'm sorry to you for being a jerk. I'm sorry to you for treating you like trash. I'm sorry.
Can you also mention that you're sorry to me for being a fucking blimey, greaseball, son of a bitch Italian piece of garbage?
I'm sorry for being a garlic-eating, olive-oil-loving, slimy, greasy Italian greaseball Italian son of a bitch because I love to fucking argue with fucking people like you, you. No, seriously, Don, you are my boss, and I'm now going to take the responsibility of respecting you as my boss. So I got to take it that way.
Okay, well, we may have a very abbreviated show today, so we got to move on. We got some $10 shout-outs. All right, if you've never heard our podcast before, what separates us from the thousands of other podcasts out there? I mean, besides the fact that this podcast is one of a handful that has the guts to not only talk about pop culture, but then we'll also talk about our own personal lives. So after that, I guess the second most popular reason we separate ourselves from the other podcasts is because we listen to what our fans have to say and we give them a forum in this next segment. It's time once again for our $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Now, if you want to be part of the $10 shout-out, all you have to do is send $10, no checks, no money orders, no other kind of legal mumble-jumble. That's $10 straight cash, homie, and you'll send that to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. We'll get your shout-out. We'll read it on the air. Doesn't that sound fun? Well, so send us $10. This first letter is from Sony Pictures Television in Culver City. It's actually addressed to Perry. Mr. Caravello, we here at Celebrity Jeopardy are booking the next round of talent for our April 2012 shooting block.
Sounds good so far.
It's been brought to our attention by several fans that you starred in the cult classic Comedy Central film entitled Windy City Heat. We'd be honored to have you participate on our show. As you know, Jeopardy is an international phenomenon that brings worldwide exposure to our contestants along with hefty prize money.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
Go on.
If you wouldn't have interrupted me, I would have continued
on. I'm sorry.
While it would be our privilege to host an icon of your stature, we have to first make sure you live up to the high intellectual standards of Celebrity Jeopardy by correctly answering the following five questions. Okay, you ready? You want to try this?
Go for it.
Now, just to let them know,
I'm not that good with Jeopardy because I watch the show on occasion, and I sometimes don't get those answers correct.
But the celebrity Jeopardy is a little bit easier.
All right. Let's.
Now,
let's
I see. Should make mention before I read these. You have not seen this letter.
No.
So you have no idea
have
what the
no
questions are going to be.
What I've never. I'm shocked, actually.
Okay. Question one. This rap artist went double platinum with his 2011 hit, Yo Perry. This rap artist went double platinum with his 2011...
Rucka Rucka Ali.
Who is Rucka Rucka Ali, say?
Who is Rucka Rucka Ali?
You're absolutely right. All right, question number two. This radical religious group, which counts Osama bin Laden and Michael Jackson amongst its followers... The group is known for its rejecting the birth of Christ and praying to dogs.
I don't know that answer.
Okay. Who are the Javajos? The Javajos.
That's not. Okay. That's not a religion.
Number three. This ethnic group based in Southern Europe is best known for its poor hygiene, organized crime, and deadbeat dad culture.
What are you talking about, us wops over here?
Who are the Italians?
Who are the Italians?
Absolutely right. This usually consists of a manually pumping motion with the intent of achieving sexual release on another man. It is also a great way to get a sack waiver. Do you have an answer?
Either a hand job or a blow job.
Okay, what is a hand
job? What is a hand job or what is a blow job?
Well, it's what is a hand job. Absolutely okay. Right. Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
No.
Well, actually, they had no answer there. We will listen to the podcast to make sure that you answered all the questions correctly and that you did so in the form of a question. See, I tried to lead you to that, but you didn't. Please note, any inkling of cheapening, including not limited to whispering, written notes, or hand signals, will be causes for immediate disqualification. Oh, I'm sorry about that. This comes from John C. Calhoun. Talent Booker Celebrity Jeopardy. P.S. We do not reveal the names of the people we recommend talent, but let's call them Cowers, Faust, and Beecher. I think I know who that might be. These gentlemen mentioned that you would be playing for the charity they founded, the Alliance for Homosexual Italian Americans. Is this
number one?
The case?
I'm not a homosexual. I am Italian and I am an American.
Yes, you are. All.
But
those.
I'm not a homosexual.
Well, what is? Let's not put labels on people. All right. This next one comes from a Howard Jones Jr.
Where from?
From New York, New York.
Okay.
Dear Big Three, thank you so much for taking the time to communicate with your fans. I'm very happy to send $10 to be able to ask a question of one of my favorite film actors, Perry Caravello.
Whoa. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
My question is about one of Mr. Caravello's lines in the movie Windy City Heat. I'm currently writing a paper on Windy City Heat for my film class, and there's something I've never been able to figure out. I was wondering if you could help me. Do you want to give this a shot, Perry?
Go on.
Okay. In the epic kitchen scene with Mr. Caravello and William the Refrigerator Perry, Stone Fury appears to be playing drumsticks while saying the immortal line, "Sticks and stones will break some bones." Pissing me off, man. Pissing me off.
Sticks and stones will break my bones, break your bones, but names will never hurt me.
Okay, right. That's not what you said in that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm reading on with the letter. My problem is I don't understand this at all. Would you kindly ask Mr. Caravello to explain exactly what this line of dialogue means, and also, why did he use the drumsticks while saying those lines? I'm sure there's a very good reason. I just can't figure it out. Was this an acting technique that the Scaremaster learned at the Van Maur Academy? If so, I'd like to know more about it. Thank you for clearing up this mystery to me. Sincerely, Henry Jones Jr.
The reason why I use the drumsticks is it's kind of like a poem. And when you say a poem, poems are more, when you sing songs, it's like saying a poem, and poems are very much said in a musical note. So it's sticks and stones will break your bones, you know, with like a musical beat. So that's why I pulled out those drumsticks out of my back pocket and did a little beat on the counter.
Okay, that was really interesting. It really was. This next shout-out comes from a guy called, he signed it, Nathaniel's Cousin in Jail. And it does say that it's coming from a correctional facility, not responsible for substance or content. Tuesday, 1 a.m. in my cell at Mid-State Correction. To Perry Caravello, you motherfucker. Nathaniel is my little cousin, and I found out he died because of your stupid, selfish motherfucking ass. You ain't even apologized for what you did. I'm locked up. Wait, what?
You finish reading it, and then I'm going to bitch.
I'm locked up right now, but when I get out of this joint, the first thing I'm going to do is find you, you motherfucker. You have caused my family so much pain, I'm going to rip your head off and shit down your neck. Nathaniel was a good kid. Not like you, you stupid motherfucking cocksucker. So sweet dreams, motherfucker. I swear I'm going to find you, and I'm going to get even for what you had done to that child. Signed, Nathaniel's Cousin in Jail.
Well, number one, I didn't know the child. I had nothing to do with the child's death. I repeat, I had nothing to do with the child's death.
Was there number two?
Number two. I am sorry that your cousin, your son, your nephew, whatever, passed away. It's a very sad thing, and I'm very ashamed of being blamed for it.
Okay, interesting. Anyway, Perry, so that's how you're going to answer this guy.
I don't know what to say. This guy's a little psychotic upstairs.
This fourth shout out comes from a guy by the name of Cornelius Vanderbilt. Why don't you read this one, Perry?
Dear Mr. Caramello, I am the CEO of a 1-900 cum load, following up on a multi-million-dollar career opportunity which I previously offered you. During a recent episode of Mole Play, you performed as a gay phone sex operator while Mr. Barris played the caller. While you did show that you clearly have experience pleasing men, we were very disappointed that you did not get Mr. Barris to come. We know that Mr. Barris is very heterosexual, but a talented gay phone sex operator should bring any man to orgasm. We still believe you have potential to bring thousands of men to orgasm based upon your years of doing so. What? But we need further proof of your abilities, period. Mr. Caramello, you can either provide us with references from men whom you have given an orgasm in the past. We have attempted to contact Mr. R. Callahan, Randy Callahan, but have not been able to reach him. Alternatively, you can demonstrate your ability on the show by bringing any of your on the podcast, on the Big Three podcast, orgasm. With this evidence, we will provide you a guaranteed multi-million-dollar contract, which would ensure that you, Cookie Caramello, and the rest of your family would never have to worry about money again. Sincerely, Cornelius Vanderbilt. Who the fuck is that?
I guess the best way to figure out who someone is by what they write in their letter, and it says that he's the CEO of 1-900 Cumload.
I don't care.
Okay, well, we have one last $10 shout-out. And if you wouldn't mind reading this one, Perry.
Here you go.
You know, that last one totally is insulting to me. And it's totally a crock.
Okay, read on. Just read on, Perry.
Dear Mole, as one of the Big Three biggest fans, I felt the need to write you a personal shout-out. Mole Play is one of the most cutting-edge pieces of comedy that I have ever heard. You, Perry, and Don are amazing when you combine your improv skills, period. Simply the best. I've noticed recently that Perry does not seem to like you, and he takes his anger out on you. I have also noticed several times that he gives up or doesn't read the mole play in a professional way. I've noticed this unprofessionalism before, and I think other fans agree. Is Perry intimidated by you? Yes, I am. Does he think he is better than you? No, I don't think I'm better than you. Does he look down on you? No, I don't look down on you. Mole, you are a major part of the big three, and although I don't think you'd ever get discouraged, please don't put up with Perry's insults. You are every bit as funny as Perry and Don. You put up with him constantly and turn the other cheek. For that, I would like this shout-out to go to you. After 71 hours of brainstorming, I finally found a way that Perry can prove that he's professional and worthy of shout-outs. A reality show or other project, period. All of his fans would love some improv where Perry goes to therapy for his sexual past. He can show us all how to get over our demons. Please write a mole play where Perry plays himself. Don is a hypnotist and you are Randy Callahan. Fuck you. Or you can all flip a coin.
Wait a minute, excuse me. Did you say fuck you or was that in the letter?
I said fuck you.
Okay, go on then.
Or you can all flip a coin for who plays each role. That is the power of improv. Once and for all, Perry needs to man up and be the hilarious scare master that he is. If Perry's performance is acceptable to you, then you, Don, and Mary Jane can vote if he deserves the other shout-out of $10. Yours, Minister Stephen Rambus.
A minister wrote that, huh? Well, that was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
So again, if you want to be part of the fun here, send $10, and again, that's cash only. Send it to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153. That's Hollywood, California, 90046. If you weren't here at the beginning of the show, Mole is not here today. And for once, I think Perry kind of misled him a little bit, telling him that the Super Bowl.
I didn't say anything about
that. Then why would he call up and leave a message?
Because he's full of shit.
Well, okay. Well,
I haven't even talked to the guy.
We'll deal with it when Mole gets back. But from what we understand, Mole went to India. Now, I see that we have a call coming in, and if we could play that, I'm sure it's from John Quincy Adams telling us a little bit more, because I think John Quincy Adams went over to India. Could you send that through for me, please?
Hello, all. How's he doozy?
How's he doozy
Hello,
to you, Mr. Adams?
How are you doing, Mr. Adams?
Listen, I have to tell you, I have both good news and bad news.
What's the good news?
Well, the good news is I've located Walter.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
All right.
What's the bad news?
I'm afraid to say I had to come to India to do it. Hold on a moment. Let me get him on the horn.
Yeah, he had said something Walter. About that.
Walter, stop touching that untouchable and get over here. Hello?
Mole.
What the fuck are
you're doing in India?
Yeah, I'm in India, man. Scaremaster said the Super Bowl was in
India.
I never said that.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
I'm pretty sure he did. I'm pretty sure
You're
he was
pretty
all, like,
sure I did.
Super
I
Bowls
never
in
so.
India. Anyway, you, Adams cruised shit. Over to hang out. Hold on a second. Hey, Mr. Adams, come here. Here, say hi to these guys. I've already said hello. Listen.
I never said anything.
Let him talk.
I never pass up a chance to visit our old British poop hole, India. You can get the people here to do ghastly things for a few shillings. It's truly a wondrous place. Hey, yeah, give me the phone. Hey, Dan, listen, when is the podcast?
We're doing it right now. That's why we're here.
Can you guys stretch it out or something or wait for me to come back?
No, that's not going to work at all, Mole.
Oh, wait. Hey, hey. How about this? How about this? Hey, Mr. Adams. How about you do a joke?
Yeah.
Give me, here, take the phone.
That'll
take
bring
the phone.
Us back to normalcy.
All righty. Oh, all righty. Listen. What does one call a mathematician on a frozen pond?
I don't know. Do you know?
Hey, you guys know that one. Come
no,
on,
I don't.
Dude.
Mathematician
on,
on a frozen pond.
It's a figure skater.
Oh, figure skater.
And you know
skater,
what? I'm
going to
go do some opium.
A finger skater?
Wait for me, Walter. Hold on.
He said figure skater.
Namaste, all.
See you later, Mr. Adams. Did he just...
I don't get it.
What?
A mathematician on a... What was the joke again?
Really? It's that hard for you to figure out?
A mathematician where?
You really didn't hear it.
No. Please repeat it.
What's a mathematician on a frozen pond?
A figure skater.
Figure eight. You know the figure
eight? Oh. Duh.
Yeah.
Boy, what am I, stupid? Yes.
Well, you're saying that. I don't know if I heard correctly, but didn't Mole say he's going to go do opium?
What?
Right at the end of the call, he said he was going to do opium.
I didn't hear him say that.
Because you were so confused by the joke. Thing. All right. Well, anyway, I don't think anybody can really replace Mole. But a guy that, boy, last week he came here, and he may be the fourth member in our house and our new reality series. Let's give a big, big three welcome to singing sensation Dana Hamlet. There he is. Hi, Dana.
Hi, Dana.
Grab a seat.
Hi, kids.
Hey, Dana.
Hi, Pear.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Don.
Hello, Dane. It's great to have you back.
I like calling you Pear.
It's Pear-y.
I know, but I like Pear.
You know what?
It's better than Apple, isn't it?
Whatever.
That's a good point. Last week when you were on the show, we introduced you to everybody because you might be the fourth member of the Big Three. I guess that doesn't make sense, but it's like the Big Ten has 12 teams, so I guess we can have four people in the Big Three.
Wow.
That's
an honor.
There's a real chance we're going to be
it's
doing a reality
an honor.
Show.
It's quite an honor.
All right. Well, one thing you should learn is what I'm talking. You shouldn't talk.
But it's kind of fun, you know,
just
stall.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I won't say another word.
There's a real possibility you're going to be part of the Big Three in our new reality show. I guess you'll be staying in the mansion with us. We have a two-bedroom mansion. You'll be rooming with Perry, and I'll be rooming with Mole. So it's going to be a fun time. Are you excited about that?
I'm ecstatic.
Well, you walked in on the middle of something. Now, you know what? The bosses upstairs are loving this next segment to a point where I can't even begin to tell you. So here it is, something that people are actually loving. This is another segment of Perry's Film Review.
Well, this week on Perry's Film Review, on Perry's Film
What do you
Review,
want to call it?
I wanted to call it Perry's Old Movie Review because it's old. These are old movies.
What if we decided we wanted you to do a new movie, though?
That would be awesome.
Well, it wouldn't fit under the title of Old Movie Review.
Well, you just say Perry's Film Review.
That's what we kind of did.
Okay, so I'll just leave it at that.
All right, go ahead.
This week, I'm reviewing a movie that goes back a few years, and it's based on a true story, and I like to talk about true stories because true story shows history. And I wasn't much of a history major back when I was in elementary school, junior high school, or high school. But the name of this film is called Milk.
Hmm. Milk. Wait. Now, he was talking. We shouldn't interrupt Pear.
All right, but this is... I like the name Pear. Would you mind going by the name Pear?
Well,
it's endearing, Perry.
Okay.
You should say, Dana, that was so endearing of you.
Thank you, Dana. That was so endearing of you.
You're welcome,
That's why
Pear.
You're going to be good roommates.
You're welcome, Pear.
You know what? That might be a roomy nickname you have for him. Pear.
Pear.
What would you call him?
Dana.
Well, but a nickname.
I got to get to know him before I can make a nickname for him.
Yeah. Like, what do you think of him so far? By just looking at him, what you know about him. What do you think he's into? You think he's into sports?
I don't have a clue. See, I got to get to know the guy. And if he is into sports, then, you know, maybe for football like you, maybe we could throw the ball around. But if he's... If he's into skateboarding, shit, I'll take him to some skate parks.
Are you into skateboarding?
I haven't lately, but it's up my alley. That sounds fun.
Okay, or if you're a photographer, maybe you can take pictures of me skateboarding.
Wow, that sounds really fun.
Okay.
Anyway, get back to your movie review.
All right, so now I was reviewing the film Milk. Now, I'm not much into these type of people, the gay community. But there was a gentleman. Well, first off, the film stars Sean Penn, Emily Hirsch, Josh Brolin, Diego Luna, and James Franco.
You really went down the list of people that were in this movie.
Yeah, well, it's Sean Penn was the lead actor.
Yeah, you could have said it was Sean Penn and people would have gone with it.
Okay. So Sean Penn played Harvey Milk.
No, who was Harvey Milk?
Harvey Milk started a movement up in San Francisco, a gay movement up in San Francisco.
He's the guy that invented homosexuality?
I wouldn't say he invented it, but he started the movement up in San Francisco. See, Harvey Milk got into office.
Well, he was the mayor.
He became the mayor of San Francisco. But he was running up against a gentleman by the name of Rick Stokes, who was a straight man.
Oh, and he didn't like the fact that he invented homosexuality.
I wouldn't say invented homosexuality. He didn't like the fact that...
didn't you say that before, though?
He was trying to change the city of San Francisco by making these gay guys in control of the city. Because there was a lot of gay movements. There was a lot of arrests going on in downtown San Francisco off of Stokes Street and... I believe it was Mark and Stokes.
Stokes Street?
What was the cross street?
I think it was Polk Street.
What? Is that a joke?
No, yeah, he's joking.
Is that a joke?
It's true. That's where all the piano bars were. Was that why the guy was trying to stop the movement of homosexuality?
Well,
to get rid of the piano bars?
No, it was...
What the hell would we have done without him?
Good point, Dana. This is an interesting
subject.
That was
Polk Street. That was before Castro. It was Polk Street. That's where I made my debut.
Really?
I sang a song there.
What song did you sing?
I sang, Come Back to Me, Come Back to Me. You know
what? Let me make this statement about San Francisco, because I went up there not too long ago. I really was impressed by that one hilly street. What's the name of that street? Lombard Street. I was extremely impressed.
Why were you impressed
street?
With Lombard
because of
street?
All because of all the tight turns and stuff. And how steep that hill went.
Oh, is that the crookedest street in the world? The most crooked street in the world?
One of the most, one of, if not the most hairpin streets on the planet.
It's one of the crookedest streets in the world.
Yeah, and
Is it crookedest or the most crooked?
Most crooked.
I guess we don't need an English class right now, but I think it's...
Perry's a nitpickler for that kind of
so
stuff.
So am I. Right? It's the most crooked. I don't think...
Exactly.
There's not a word crookedest.
Okay,
anyway so,
back to your review.
So the review, so how was Sean Penn? He must have been good.
He did some
dynamite.
Good acting, but it bothered me to watch him kiss another guy, and it just...
Why?
See, I'm not in the guys kissing on guys, because God did not create man to kiss all over men.
I'm sure
he created man to kiss women.
Hold on.
Of course he did. What do you think Aristotle was doing in 500 B.C.?
Well, he was
writing rhetorical speeches.
I have no idea.
He was writing rhetorical speeches.
Wow.
on.
So this guy in San Francisco didn't invent homosexuality. Aristotle was doing it a long time before that.
And Socrates and...
Oh, did you know that, Perry?
Plato.
No, I didn't.
So maybe homosexuality is a good thing.
What do you think they were doing in those spas that were the natural mineral baths in ancient Greece? You don't think they were having pedicures, do you?
I... No comment.
Well, you got a comment. We're in the middle of a conversation.
The comment that I'm going to say is it's all Satan the devil. That is...
You think that?
Of course.
Very.
I think that, because Satan is the evil god of the system of things.
Satan is the evil god?
Okay. Yes.
Of homosexuality?
He's the one that's involved. He's the one that started all the crime.
Crime? Sex is crime?
Sex is... Well, not sex is crime. It's just man on man or women on women. That's an evil crime to the Bible, and I'm not going to talk about scriptures and stuff.
Why?
Because
this is not a program.
It's
a conversation, and it's a little unfair.
I don't think it's a crime, Perry.
I don't think it's a crime at all.
I'm taking back the endearing pair.
Okay.
I'm going to have to call you Perry.
Thank you.
If you think it's such a crime. Sex is not a crime.
I have to agree with you. I mean, it's whatever makes you feel good in this world.
All right.
It seems a little blockheaded for you to say that.
I'm a blockhead.
He's from the
Jehovah's Witness. Pronounce God's name correctly. It's Jehovah. Or if you're Hebrew, it's Yahweh.
Yahweh, that name seems more fun.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's get back to you. You told me last time that you were a Jehovah's Witness.
I'm an associate.
So what do you do? What are you trying to persuade people to do?
Well, it's not that we're trying to persuade. We are teaching them the good news of the system of things. We are teaching them that this wicked system of things is soon to end, and Jehovah's kingdom will come.
Yeah.
What is the wicked system?
Good point, Dana.
What is the wicked system? Well, look at all the evil that's going on this planet today. You got all the pollution that's happening. You got crime up the yin-yang. People shooting and killing each other. God didn't create man to kill each other. Purpose.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
That wasn't God's purpose.
I think God created man to love man.
And
his fellow man.
Yeah.
Or woman.
Right.
Does it matter? So do you think it matters?
So now you
do you think God was deciding whether we should have segregations in gender?
I don't think so.
I don't either. I think God says, love thy neighbor.
Love thy neighbor.
Love thy neighbor.
Love thy neighbor as myself.
Even if it's Dorothy or Bob.
Yeah, good point.
Okay, well, yeah, but...
My God loves.
Well, all right. My God loves too, but it's not that my God says man's to have gay sex with another man.
I don't think it matters, Perry.
Whatever.
Perry.
I
love my man.
Well, I'm not going to allow that to happen to me, so...
You never know. You might be persuaded.
Let me explain something
later
to you.
Later in your life when you open up...
Let me explain something to you real quick, Dana. If you lay a finger on me in this bedroom while we're at that mansion, I will break all your fingers.
You won't have to worry, Perry.
Thank you.
You're not attracted to
at him. At all.
Thank you.
At all.
But how about Matt?
Matt?
Ben's brother Matt that you met a little earlier?
Oh, what a doll of a kid.
He is.
He's a kid.
How old is
he? I'm an old man.
How old is he?
I don't know. Yeah. I just want to teach him a few numbers from the old Tin Pan Alley because, you know, it's something very... A big passion of mine that we keep the great music alive, and the young generations are losing it because they don't have exposure to it.
You're absolutely right, but I think that we got to get back to this.
Okay, go back.
All right, so you have no interest in him.
Look, I'm a male that loves female.
That's fine. I'm not judging that.
Right. I love female.
But
so
why do you
I don't want
to.
I'm not. Look, I'm not trying to insult him.
But you did.
If I did, I apologize. But what I am stating is, again, I am a man for woman.
Except once.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that was almost 20 years ago.
If it gets you a SAG voucher, you'll do it.
That's not. Let's just fucking break away from thinking.
Okay, but you're busting.
Let me explain something to you.
You're busting his ass.
Well, I'm breaking
you
his
didn't
balls.
Didn't say anything.
Shut your mouth.
What?
A
now
moment.
You're telling me to shut my
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah, now I'm telling you to shut.
No, you shut the fuck up.
Listen,
because,
No.
Deal. You tell him to cool it. And you know what? He didn't say, oh, hey, listen, when we're in the room, I want to fuck you. He didn't say anything like that. But you threatened to break his fingers. And then Dana, did you threaten to break his fingers? Yes,
yes
or no?
I did.
And
now,
I'm not going to threaten to break yours.
Well, thank you. But
even if you do something I don't like. But you don't have to worry. I'm not touching you.
Thank you.
And I don't go after someone who's not interested.
Thank you.
They need to be interested in me.
Absolutely.
If they want to hear a nice song once in a while.
Who doesn't?
They better be nice to me.
All right. So anyway, are you done with your movie review for today?
Yeah, I'm done with my movie review for the day.
I don't know if you liked it. I don't
know
anything about it.
Well, you know, the movie was, it's not that I liked it because I really, it was interesting. It's not that I liked it because I really didn't like the topic, but it was interesting.
Okay, so.
And I'm not going to force you to pay for the movie because it wasn't that expensive anyway.
How much was it?
A little over $5.
And you're going to keep it?
I'll keep the film.
Whoa.
So there's some kind of intrigue
because there's a little history behind it.
There's an intrigue behind it.
That because of the history
My
of the San Francisco
is
history.
There's some kind of like layer in your cerebellum. There's a layer in your cerebellum
the reason
which piques
why,
your interest about this topic matter.
The reason
man
why
on
I
man.
Am the reason why I am keeping it is so I have dates. And I understand things, and I know about the people.
Oh, Perry, can
Did
I...
Did you know about Aristotle and Plato doing it in the mineral water?
Never heard of that
okay,
bullshit
well,
story.
Okay, it's not a bullshit
Maybe
story.
It's the piano bars he's really intrigued about. Whatever. In San Francisco.
May I say something about part of your past? Can I tell him about you, what you did 20 years ago? The anniversary's coming up. Can I tell him? I'd just like to get his feedback on it.
Go ahead.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what's right and what's wrong in your way of telling
him. Well, then
him.
Why don't you tell him then?
All right. I'll tell him then.
He blew a guy named Randy Callahan.
I did not blow anybody, you motherfucker.
Okay, wait a minute. Opposite way. Randy Callahan blew him so he could get a SAG.
But now let me explain what happened.
Okay, go ahead.
On why the SAG bullshit came along. I was doing a commercial up at the
Alvarado Hospital. You were flirting with girls on the set, and then when you left, you got in the car, you saw a girl, you pulled her over. You tried to reach in and kiss her. So the next day, they called you into the Randy Callahan's office, who was a casting agent for extras. His name was Randy Callahan. Take it from there.
And he makes me go up to the office, and I go up to the office, and he says, you know, I should fire you for what you did on that film set. And I didn't understand what he meant, and he says that I was... that I pulled over, what's her face, and
we already told that part. Yes.
Okay. So I go. He goes, well, I want you to do me a favor then, and he started staring at my crotch, and I said, I'm not gonna give you a blowjob. There's no fucking way I'm gonna do any gay sex with you, and he says, well, if you don't blow me, then I blow you, and he goes. Right after he says I'll blow you, he says I'll give you 3 SAG vouchers, and he says you won't have to do nothing more than. Then jerk me off. And I says, what? And then he says, and I'll also put you on a film set tomorrow with Christina Applegate, Elizabeth Pena, and Tony Cox. I mean, the guy's trying to fill me up with, you know, what he's going to give me.
Right. Okay. All right. There's your side of the story. All right, Perry, you've never heard this story before, correct, Dana?
No.
Okay. Your first take on this story, what it means...
It means he took a bribe to get into show business? So is that not gay sex? Or, I mean, 50-50. What would you call it? What would you call that? I would call it something mystical if I believe.
I should have went straight to the police after that matter.
Straight to the police?
And turned him in? I mean, because...
Yeah, like Joe Paterno got fired from his job for not turning some guy in.
Yeah.
Because that guy went on to molest other people. And this guy eventually molested children that came in through his casting agency.
Like,
if Barry would have turned him
like
in,
those teachers okay,
so but he didn't care because he got all these SAG vouchers.
So how do you feel now about
I'm very embarrassed over the matter.
But you talk about it all the time.
I don't talk about it. You bring it up all the time.
I seldom bring it up.
I was hoping for a little lighter conversation, you know.
What do you want to talk about?
You know, I like to talk about fun things.
Okay, you know what? That might fit in perfect for what this next segment is. This is where it's three guys sitting around talking about the ladies or whatever at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's time once again for a little guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk. Ooh.
Okay, now in guy talk, we can talk about anything that guys do, guys like to do. Like Aristotle.
What kind of guys?
Any kind of guys.
I like talking about guys.
What do you like talking about?
What kind of guys do you want to talk about?
Anything you want to talk about.
Wait, it's called guy talk?
It's called guy talk.
Whatever
guys normally talk about girls. Normally.
Well, what kind of guys? Your kind of guys. The kind of guys you associate with.
Usually in this segment, we talk about, like, you know, relationships that we've been in. Maybe we met a girl. Perry, we usually talk about something that happened, like at the hospital. He had a nurse that he wanted to jerk him off but wouldn't. You had a question, Mary Jane?
Perry said that he hoped this hurried because he had a date tonight. I'm wondering if
well,
he's plans on
hurry.
Having sex.
You have a date tonight?
Yeah.
Who's the date with?
Some chick out in the marina.
Who is she?
Marina?
No, her name is Chris.
Do we know
her? I thought
her
name was
no.
Marina.
No.
Could we call her?
No.
Marina.
You're going to go someplace with her?
Yeah.
Why don't I believe you?
Because that's just the way you are.
This guy talk went nowhere.
Well, I told you I talk about anything as long as it's not about baseball.
What do you mean about baseball?
Because I can't stand baseball.
Why can't you
stand? The game's insane. What I like can't be called on account of rain. Want him to touch his lips against mine. Want to feel lightning tickle my spine. I want what there can never be too much of. I love to love. I have a lot
what
more.
What a good
nice
singer.
Nice vocalist.
Okay, well, he is really a good singer.
A good vocalist.
You got, and you know, Perry's kind of an okay singer, but you know what?
Not now.
As you called it last week, we got to have a karaoke night all the time in the mansion.
In the mansion. I don't know about karaoke.
Perry is celebrating the 20th anniversary.
I'm not celebrating it. You're celebrating it. I don't give a fuck about it.
What's the date? It's June
1. I don't know what the fucking
date
is.
You know what date is.
I don't know what the fucking date is.
You know what the date is. People all over want to celebrate this 20th anniversary.
Of what?
Then forget about it because it's not going to happen.
Well, it's not with you. You don't have to celebrate it. Of the time that Randy Callahan blew him.
I don't remember the date. I just know it's sometime in June.
Okay.
Sometime in June? I like New York in June. How about you? I love a Gershwin tune.
I'll tell you how I could figure it out. I'd have to go through receipts of...
Could you do that for us?
When I...
All right, do that. Oh, it is kind of a big date. Because from what I understand, there's going to be places where they reenact it. There's carnivals. There's a lot of things going around
carnivals.
In smaller towns carnivals. Celebrating
what?
This. We got to pay some bills. Oh, and you know what? Once again, we have some of the best Thai food in the world. That's right, because in the West Hollywood area, that's where you think of Thai food like no other place. And where do I go? Where do we all go? What the Huck? At 323-654-7952. By the way, if you order $250 worth of food, they'll give you 6 packets of soy sauce. So that's a special this week.
$250 worth of food?
I don't...
That's enough groceries for 2 weeks.
All right, I'm actually, telling you what the
coupon
is.
Soy sauce gives you estrogen.
I didn't know that. I'm just telling you what they're pushing here. All right, so that's What the Hucks, 323-654-7952, serving the West Hollywood community since 2011. It's What the Huck. There's a place in Ohio, and I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but they're our biggest advertiser. Have you ever heard of a place called ASM Plumbing and Porn?
ASM?
ASM Plumbing and Porn.
No, I haven't.
Well, it's your one stop for all your plumbing and your hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. Now, one time, Perry was a spokesman for this.
No, I wasn't.
Well, they tried to get you to
be. They tried to get me to be, but I wouldn't do it.
Well, anyway, so they paid a bunch of money, and they've got a guy who's pretty close to the show. He's an American hero.
God.
A skateboard enthusiast.
He's not a skateboard enthusiast. He doesn't even skateboard.
Well, he does. Here he is.
Oh, God.
Let's not listen to my words. Let's listen to the words of Terrifying Tim Perpetic.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM. Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornhole when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! Ooh. ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you. Ooh.
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. Well, because Mole wasn't here, the show was kind of an abbreviated show today. So instead of ending things a little earlier than normal, let's give you a peek at a Simply Down the Podcast Network show that will be coming on the podcast world very soon. I'm going to let you hear a 13-minute clip of a practice show that we did. Now, this is from an upcoming podcast from the cast of the Ding Dong Show. Now, it may be a little bit hard to follow, so I'm going to try and help you out just a little bit. First of all, the history. The Ding Dong Show is the longest-running show in the history of West Hollywood's Comedy Store, biggest comedy club in America. It's a show where both Mole and Perry got their comedy careers started back in 1992. And even though there's been numerous changes in the cast, the show still goes on today, every Monday night at 10 p.m. Now, we taped this segment you're about to hear a short time ago. Now, Mary Jane, who you may know as the producer on this, the Big Three podcast, well, she's also a producer on the Ding Dong Show, as well as a cast member. All right, now, Mary Jane, why don't you come over here, and why don't you tell all the names of the people they're going to be hearing tonight?
Mr. Tennessee Ernie Tuxedo, the Schizophrenic Surfer, Katie Manzella, Aiko Tanaka, and me, Mary Jane.
Now, the night we taped this segment was right after we performed as a group, where we opened a show at the Comedy Store, this really bizarre thing where we opened the show and we just said the Pledge of Allegiance. Then right after, we came to this studio at a secret location here in West Hollywood. Now, two things you should listen for. Number one, you're going to be able to tell right away that cast members Schizophrenic Surfer and Katie Manzella, they might have had a little bit too much to drink. And the second thing to look out for is you're going to walk away from this really admiring the determination of the Schizophrenic Surfer. So here it is. To close things out on today's show, a segment from the Ding Dong Show practice show. Here it is.
Do you know you say I guess what a lot?
Did you know that when that means I'm drunk?
I did not know that. Now we know one of the
guess what? I'm drunk.
Schizo, real quick, what's on your mind right now?
I want to smoke some pot.
Okay.
We all?
Why does everything revolve around that? Mary Jane, am I wrong?
You're right. He's been mentioning that since like an hour ago.
Can I have just a little hit of pot, please?
What?
He got three free beers out of the back.
Three free beers.
Yeah.
You got to drink.
Please have a hit of pop, please.
If you ask me again, you don't get any, and then you're walking home from here now.
Better sit and be patient.
Okay.
Put yourself in check.
I'm tired of you fucking bugging me about pot.
Why is everybody treating me this way?
Why can't you be a good, responsible, nice co-cast member?
Please, can
no,
I just have one
absolutely
hit?
Please,
not. Please, please, Don.
I'll make the decision.
Just one hit.
Here's the way
please.
The decision will be made.
Okay,
I will ask Tennessee, whatever
Tennessee
says.
Tennessee, please, I beg
whatever
you.
Whatever Tennessee says, I will
I
let happen.
I beg you, but we're in business
Tennessee,
together.
Should I let him smoke pot?
I'm doing my best job for you, Tennessee.
He's been drinking. He doesn't need anything else.
All right, thank
please,
you, guys.
Can I please have a hit?
He needs
please.
To concentrate
I just told you.
On
please,
the alcohol
Tennessee,
that's
please.
In your system.
Tennessee, that's a very generic answer.
Gitzo, you don't need any physically.
Can I just have a little hit of pot? I did good work tonight.
No.
What do you mean
please,
you did good
reward
work?
Reward me.
What do you mean you
why
did?
Why does Tennessee have to ruin it?
You came to the Comedy Store. You did the Pledge of Allegiance. That's your good work?
And I did my...
And you've... What else did you do?
Can I have one hit of pop, please?
No.
Just have a little pop, please. I love you guys.
Don,
if I were you, I'd shut my... No, you don't get it, dude. This fucking guy, I told him five times over at the Comedy Store to leave me the fuck alone about pot. All he does is do that. I told you not to come to the Comedy Store to beg. Am I right, Tennessee?
100%.
Thank you.
Listen, I agree. Schizo creeps me out every day. Schizo, hey, sweetheart, like, and says something, but you know what? I know that he adores you, and...
Okay, it doesn't matter. Do you understand what happened tonight? That when he was backstage, Sam Tripoli came up to me, and he said, you gotta get the Schizophrenic Surfer out of there. He's giving everybody the creeps.
He gives me the creeps.
Okay, but the point is...
But I tolerate him.
Okay, but we got kicked out because of you.
Kicked out of what? A place?
Backstage.
We got kicked out of backstage.
When I don't have any pot and he keeps bugging me, and I'm saying, I will do it later. He has been nonstop. Learn to control your fucking self.
And all you do is, like, tell the ding-dong girls, like, oh, like, very, like, condescending, like, comments to us, but you don't realize you're doing it, but it's, like, enough already. You need to learn your lesson.
Yeah, like the other day when you said that you were on the bus thinking about Katie giving you a blowjob, and you had a hard-on on the bus.
He said he came in his pants and the Mexicans were speaking Spanish, noticing it.
But you know what? Whatever. We're all entitled to our thoughts and opinions, but some of us, like, just shouldn't have them, and you're one of them. It's good, so.
So everybody here gets a hit but me.
Exactly. You see, I take great pride because in the industry, I have the reputation of being the ultimate professional. Well, Schizo, tonight you messed that up for me. Because of you and your behavior... I had Sam yelling at me.
He was really screaming at you. I saw
he wasn't
that.
Screaming at
Why?
Me. He was upset with fucking this guy.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know what? And fuck them. Because we're the Ding Dong Show, and you are the creator of it, and you're... fuck that shit. Everyone was crazed.
Everybody
gave
fortune.
He didn't sell cookies. Out his audience crowd, so he was upset. Don't take it personally.
Hey, I want one.
Either Schizo, be part of one. The team. You better get in a good fucking mood right now.
Just the way it's going to be? Give me some money for pot, then. Give me money for pot.
Okay.
How much?
I'll give you $3 right now.
He just wants a hit. That's a somewhat fair...
You want me to give you $3 for a hit right now?
$10.
Here, I got...
I always get the weirdest...
I got fortune. $2 right now for a hit.
No.
$2, is that cool?
What?
Can I have one hit for $2?
What does that mean? Explain to me.
No.
Can I just have one hit for $2? Right, Jane?
Schizo, please shut up and eat the fortune cookie. Be part of the team. We are all eating a fortune cookie. Just be part of the group.
Well, I just wanted a hit for $2.
Shut up. I'm
Sometimes
saying
when
you're
I get
drunk.
Really high, I feel like Schizo's like a terrible
I'm saying you're drunk.
Version of me.
I'm not
no.
drunk.
No.
Okay, I'm not
you.
Drunk.
I need a fortune
cookie.
You know
cookie. A hot girl. You kidding me?
I know when I'm drunk. Care fucking less about a fortune cookie.
Be part of the group. Why can't you be part of the team? Keep the paper. Hold
fortune
your paper.
Cookies are full of shit.
Hold your
are
paper.
They?
It's a group activity.
God,
wait a minute. Hold everything.
I beg of you, please. I got $2
Talk
here.
In the microphone again.
Talk in the mic. We're doing a show, you fucking douchebag.
Did you realize you're being professional right now? Keep your paper. Don't eat the paper. Keep the paper. Put
no.
it on the table.
No.
Put it on
you're
the
not going to get it. You're not getting a hit.
Shut your whore mouth.
Oh, my God.
I've inspired Aiko Tanaka to speak her mind.
Like a fucking gold pen or something.
Schizo. Shh.
I like to fucking feel good. I like to have fun with everybody else.
Something about this animal print is making him wild.
It's out of control.
Can't you please give me a resin hit for $2?
A resin hit? Schizo,
how about a resin hit for $2?
No. Okay, what's your problem? Let's get to the bottom. Schizo, what's your problem?
I just want to top the night off and get a little buzz. That's all I want. I don't want to obstruct or distract.
Why? Okay,
or
let's go through this. Let's go through this. Why'd you come here tonight?
I came here tonight to do a good job, finish up the work, and then party and mingle.
Okay, well, we're not done with the work. And all you've talked about is partying and mingling.
He's too drunk. Oh, no.
Tennessee, you're kind of a bully sometimes to Schizo.
Tennessee is always just...
He's a spastic.
You're so cordial, sweet, and sincere, Tennessee. You're such a nice person.
Alcohol's in his system.
Talk into the mic.
Okay. Tennessee likes to talk so much shit about me. I don't know where he gets all these whatever words. He likes to say all this garbage about me.
Everyone was talk shit about it. In high school, I was called a whore, slut, bitch, everything.
Why
we
was
all
that?
Because I fucking grew up in Los Angeles. I moved to a small town called Ojai. I drove a BMW. Everyone hated me, okay? And so I got...
Concise.
Shut the fuck up, Schizo. I'm not concise. I'm being honest.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Tennessee.
Do you understand how drunk you sound right now?
I had 3 beers.
And
I had like 5 shots of tequila and 3 beers, and I'm talking more coherently than you are.
You sound really, really drunk.
Can I give you $2 for just one hit of pot?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Is this crazy? Aiko.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Is this crazy talk?
It's crazy.
It's very crazy because none of us smoke pot, Schizo, so why are you trying to even ask?
I'm pissed off at Tennessee.
Why?
He's always talking shit about me.
Do you think you always talk shit about him, Tennessee?
No.
Truthfully.
I'm saving his life.
How's that?
You're not saving his life. You're contributing to the shit talk.
He wants to be my agent and take money from me for my success of my career.
You've heard.
Shine you, dude. Take a fucking hike.
You've heard.
You're not getting a red sin out of my ass, motherfucker. Take a hike. I'll get another fucking agent, motherfucker.
Friends only let friends drive drunk, right?
Oh, fuck you.
I don't understand what's going on here.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. No longer is he my agent. He is excommunicated. He is fired. He is fired.
All right, let me just see. Okay, he's fired. How much money have you made off him since
you've made zero.
And he's going to make zero in the future.
He's never fucking nothing. Nothing.
So right now, you're open for representation.
I'm open for representation. I'm not going to put up with this shit. The Ding Dong Show, he's always cut me down. He's always talking shit about me on the Ding Dong Show. He's always offensive towards me. He's always talking shit about me on the Ding Dong Show. You know, and it just really burns my ass to the core. You know, and I don't know. I'm really sorry about what happened with Sam tonight. No, Tanako.
Tanako?
Who's Tanako?
I mean, not Tanako, I mean Sam.
He's just trying to say, Aiko Tanaka. He always calls me Katie Mozzarelli. I'm like, no, it's Katie Manzella. And listen, what you do is you sit and complain about shit, and it's like, listen, we all get it. We all have issues. You're not special. We all have issues.
We all live
on planet Earth, and it's hard. So chill the fuck out and let us do our
thing. I wanted to smoke some pot because it's fascinating. It makes me feel fantastic, glorious, and fascinating. And I love it. 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 I love it.
And then you know what you could have done? You could have done what I asked, and then you would have had some. That's the crazy thing. But instead, when I told you I will give it to you later, you continued to bother me over and over and over again.
Okay, I blew it.
Yes, you did.
I blew it. I totally blew it.
Yes, you did.
What a bummer.
What a bummer's right.
So am I never going to ever get it ever again?
I don't know.
Schizo. Do you see this? This is,
well, then I guess there's no reason
for me
to even continue.
This glass is filled with tequila. I'm sipping it like a lady.
Hold on.
Miracles happen.
Hold on. Hold everything. So the only reason you come to the show is to smoke pot.
Part of the show is for having a good time alongside of working.
All right. No. You're drunk right now. You've ruined this fucking little radio interview because you're drunk and you want me to get you high. You don't give a shit about what we're doing at all. Am I right, Tennessee?
I give a shit about what we're doing.
Tennessee.
Now here comes
friends,
Tennessee.
Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Okay, but beyond that, because he's not driving. Yes, Mary Jane.
I think Schizo doesn't realize that if he wasn't on his third beer, he could have sat there for 30 seconds or 1 minute, not saying a word, being patient for the pipe to be passed around. Wouldn't any normal person in any drug circle, pot circle I've ever, ever, ever seen...
I've been smoking pot since I was 10 years old.
I was crying over you just now, Schizo. I'm like, what a sad thing. Like,
Tennessee,
what a sad
what is
thing.
He doing?
Is it? No.
He's passing out.
You think so?
He's passing out.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I don't know. What is there to do?
Speak into the microphone. Be aware of
what is there to do?
Well, we're doing a podcast. This is unbelievable. Tennessee, am I out of line?
No, you're 100% right.
Katie? Katie? Crybaby Katie?
Tennessee's just the ultimate kisser.
Oh, excuse me, Schizo.
Don't interrupt,
Katie. Absolutely. Schizo, I'm trying to be on your side, but tonight you've disappointed me.
He doesn't care. He won't. If I said right,
again, you didn't ask my opinion. Why?
But Aiko, we can't tell if you're paying attention or not.
It's just I gotta be honest with you. I'm sitting here and thinking, I asked myself, what could Aiko say about this? And I realized, nothing. Forget it. Let's not even bring her in. Okay, Aiko, what do you think?
I think he's out of control.
Can I just ask, because I'm a little bit paranoid because the words problems with alcoholism and pot keep coming up, and I'm just concerned, does that have anything to do with me? Because I'll stop.
I haven't done a ding-dong yet.
You son of a bitch.
I haven't.
You son of a bitch.
Hey, talking
anyway,
about ding-dongs.
Shut the fuck up.
I haven't even got to do my song from Polk Street, San Francisco yet.
Mo will be back next week. I want to thank Dana for stopping by today. You look spectacular. Now, Dana, do you have a song or something for us?
I just wanted to tell you the song that I, the first time in my life in San Francisco, on Polk Street. That's where it was all happening before Castro. And I sang, hear my voice where you are. Take a train, steal a car, hop a freight, grab a star, come back to me. That's the song I did.
That was beautiful. Give him a hand, yeah. All right.
Thank you. But it's a great lyric. There's a lot of lyrics, and I love lyrics, but they go on and on and on. So I don't want to, you have to stop me.
Anyway, so if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, I'm at SimplyDon1, the number one, on Twitter. You can get me on Facebook at Don Barris. Perry's on Facebook at Perry F. Caravello. That's
K-A-R-V-E. C-A-R as in car, A-V as in Victor, E-double-L-O.
And what's your Twitter
account? I'm on Twitter at ScaryPerry818. I'm also on MySpace at Scary Perry.
Nobody uses MySpace.
Well, MySpace is used. I get a lot of rock bands that use MySpace.
Really? Well, that shows you the level of rock bands you're dealing with.
Local.
Yeah,
scum.
Okay. Anyway, Walter Molininsky. Mole is on Facebook. Are you on Facebook or Twitter?
No, I'm not.
What about Google? Do you have a Google?
No.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Also, don't forget, he's very close to the show. He's an American hero. Terrifying Tim Perpetic. Look under Tim Perpetic. Anyway, let's put our hands in there, guys. Here we go. Big three. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.